This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, 91.9, 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world, especially Sydney, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, Nouvelle Écosse. Hope for the best. And that goes for all of you, whether you're on the east or the west side of New York or California, Wyoming, anywhere in this planet. This is Carol. I'll be your host for Arts Live and Local right now. The weather, it's so gorgeous out. It's cold, but it is gorgeous. Sunshine, blue sky, that's why it's cold. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. Saturday, chance of rain mainly after 4 p.m. and a high near 55. Yeah, it's amazing. 55 and nighttime's 45. So that's what it says. How come it feels so cold? I'm not sure. Thanks for being here, folks. We're all glad to be here. I'm going to start out wishing you to feel so good.
When I go walking down the street, it feels so good. Everybody's smiling and waving in the neighborhood. Well, I feel so good.
Wonderful music of Carolyn Crusoe. She comes and goes, not often enough, but she is here tonight in Cannon Beach. And you, if you're lucky, can get a seat at the house concert where she is performing. And what you need to do is call 503-436-4477. And talk to Deb. And we hope Carolyn has a great time and comes back again. Well, speaking of coming back again, she's here. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Carol.
You're back again, and I'm always glad to see you,
and
of course.
And it's glad to be
yeah,
here.
Good. Yeah, good. So, let's see. This time, it's still Water Music Society,
correct,
although it's not Water Music Festival.
All right.
See, I'm learning, right? It's only taken how many years? The upcoming concert, I believe, is December 8th, and this is a Christmas concert with Eugenie Jones and Instrumental Quartet. I'm not sure what that means, instrumental quartet, as opposed to...
Well, it's a quintet if you include Eugenie Jones
and her
four instrumentalists.
Oh, I see.
Drums and probably guitar, you know, and horn.
She's quite magnificent.
She is magnificent. People loved her at Jazz and Oysters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got her to come here for the Christmas concert with her beautiful, soulful voice. And she'll be doing holiday music, maybe a Hanukkah song. too, you know, even though you can't be there. But yes, lovely holiday music.
So this, but you're calling it a Christmas concert.
That's yeah. what it is okay. every year. It's our okay. holiday. You can call it a holiday concert, right. a Christmas concert.
I only say that because you don't really need to play Hanukkah song if it's right. a Christmas concert. You can, of course. You can play whatever you want. And she, well, whatever she does is gorgeous. So tell mm-hmm. us about Eugenie Jones. I know Pam was talking about her on the jazz mm-hmm. show the other night. She's from Portland,
She's Port Townsend, I believe.
Port Townsend. You
know, she lives
okay.
in Washington, so... And she has a beautiful, soulful voice and a great rapport with the audience.
Yeah.
And the Eagle's Nest, where we have this wonderful concert on the Long Beach Peninsula, yeah. is perfect for an intimate concert because the audience is up close and personal
yeah.
to the stage area.
I assumed I was there for Water Music Festival mm-hmm. for the folks who did Silenced Voices. What's the... the group that was here.
Right.
And I assumed that I had been
Black Oak. Black Oak Ensemble.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Between the two of us. Black Oak Ensemble.
Yeah, they were
fabulous.
Wonderful.
I assumed that I had been at the Eagle's Nest. And when I got in there, I realized I hadn't. And what a space. Because it's spread out enough mm-hmm. so that everybody is close, really.
During the concert,
yes, yeah.
Very, very, very intimate. Right.
It's also got a great space for food and refreshments.
Yes,
and
a large area for, and we'll have lovely appetizers, sweet and savory, and we'll have some gluten-free and some dairy-free and some vegetarian for everybody. We have... coffee and water and sparkling right. cider, and then we have a wine bar and champagne with a raspberry in it for the holidays.
I see. Oh, it's going to be festive indeed.
And lots of decorations on the tables and just a very beautiful festive atmosphere. And if the weather's nice, the view from the Eagle's
yes.
Nest is really astounding.
Well, and I noticed because this is an afternoon concert,
yes.
very wise, because
yes.
you have that wonderful viewing and large windows to look out. And it, in keeping with the fact that this is the 35th anniversary, the concert will start, well, actually the social hour,
Our social hour.
I highly recommend, folks. That's where the goodies are. Starts at 1:35
mm-hmm.
and the concert at 2:35. Cute.
That's what we've written down. Whether that happens or not,
right.
I don't know. People usually arrive early.
So what are you going to do next year? 1:36? See, I mean, is this going to? No, just this
yeah.
special.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the Water Music Society.
Well, we have four events every year. Music in the Gardens in July with wonderful music at each, mm-hmm. live music at each garden, jazz and oysters.
And usually art as well.
And art.
Exactly. In addition to the mm-hmm. natural
yeah,
art.
Yeah. yeah. And then jazz and oysters in August, an mm-hmm. outdoor festival where Eugenie Jones happened to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And then Water Music Festival in October. I wouldn't say it's our main event, but it was the first event that
got started, whole group.
You know, 35 years yeah. ago. And we even threw in a golf tournament this year for our 35th anniversary. Yeah, I guess it was fun. I was in London recording Messiah in Abbey Road Studios, actually. But,
oh, that sounds
so
good.
I couldn't make the golf tournament.
Poor you.
Poor me. But... So we have that, and then this Christmas concert. And actually, since our season doesn't start until July, with the first event
mm-hmm.
being
Music
in the Gardens,
that's
we're
intense.
Thinking of this coming February 2020 as part of our 35th season. And we
okay.
are going to have an event here in Astoria for people that
wow.
would like to come locally. And it's going to be at the Bridgewater Bistro.
Oh, and talk about views. Yes.
Yes. It's going to be Italian opera in the afternoon, all Puccini, with
wow.
world-class soprano, tenor. I hope he does Nessun Dorma from Turandot. And a wonderful pianist. And there will be Italian desserts and Prosecco served.
This is wonderful.
It's going to be delightful.
Opera has definitely taken off in this area. As a matter of fact, I understand that the Cascadia, it's either chamber or concert, I can't remember now, opera, with Berenice Jones Centeno, is going to be offering some kind of a class in opera as well. So we'll have to make sure to bring you together with them, because I'm sure there'll be a lot of cross-pollination there. Now, are you going to continue with February concerts, or is this a one-off and you'll see how it goes?
We'll see after this one. I know the Liberty Theater did it a couple of years ago at the Bridgewater, and some of us attended. And so the owners, Ann and Tony, bless their hearts, and her sister's on our board.
Right.
So.
Oh, gee, what a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence.
And they are Peninsula, used to be Peninsula.
They live on the Peninsula.
They still
live
do.
Right up the hill from me. But anyway, they offered to do this for us, and it'll be so delightful.
Wonderful.
Because I know these singers aren't going to just stand there and sing. They're going to put a little bit of...
they'll probably be strolling through the crowds.
Strolling around.
Now, where are the performers coming from?
I'm sorry?
Who is performing?
David Gustafson is the tenor, and he lives in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay.
And I have not met the soprano. She's from, and her name is escaping me right now.
That's okay.
I'm sorry to say. And she's from San Francisco. And then John Jancy, the pianist, is from Eugene. And they all three an opera thing every year someplace, like at a vineyard. And they're all world-class artists.
Lovely.
So this will be a neat event.
Lovely. So you'll let us know. Tell me the date on that, Ben.
Sunday, February 23rd, right after the Bridgewater's brunch.
Okay.
So like it'll be, I think doors open at 2:30, and we'll have it on our website in the next
few weeks. What is your website?
watermusicsociety.com.
Oh, it is society. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so people can get tickets.
Yeah.
I don't think it's up for that concert quite yet, but it will be.
Right. But first, long before that is this Sunday. December 8th. Don't rush
me,
please.
But it's only 2 weeks away, Carol.
I know, but by then I'll be a year older. So I have, slow down a little bit here. Isn't that amazing how a year happens just like that?
No, you'll only be a day older.
I know. That's the concept. Anyway, December 8th at the Eagle's Nest, check out watermusicsociety.com for the Christmas concert with Eugenie Jones and the Instrumental Quartet. And again, the social hour is at 1:35. I heard you saying this, and we don't give prices, but this is cheap.
Very affordable.
It's
our gift to the community
supporting
us.
And
it's a very popular event, so it is best to get tickets online.
Yeah,
though if you come
so.
To the door, there's plenty of room to seat you, even if maybe you can't see the artist, but you can hear them.
Right. I saw some of the young people who were serving at the last one was sitting behind the wall being the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so great.
Speaking of the young people, if I might mention that our main mission, besides bringing good music, world-class music, is to give a portion of our proceeds of everything we do to support music education in the Ocean Beach School District schools and the Nacelle School District schools. And so to that end, we have the young people coming to help us and serve appetizers. And at the beginning of that Christmas concert, several of them are going to perform for about 5-10 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Trumpet, hopefully
nice.
Sax.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very good.
Lovely.
So
lovely. I love this integration because we are at the end of the world. Some of the youngsters who grow up playing music and would otherwise sort of drop off the face don't, because they just transition right into being able to play in the area. Mm-hmm. And whether or not they go away for college or work or whatever, they still have a musical home here on both sides of the river.
Yeah.
That's
so any
terrific.
Impact we can make.
Yeah.
We asked each music teacher this last year for their wish list, not pie in the sky, not fantasy wish list, but practical things.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to give for all five teachers what they asked for. And
wow.
And it really made us feel good. So.
Absolutely. Talk about community. Uh-huh. That's what this is about. And great music. Okay, Diane Marshall, thank you so much for hanging in there. And you are, what's your official role with Water Music Society besides coming to my show and talking about
it? I seem to do that a lot, don't I? I'm vice president of the board this year, and then I chair the Water Music Festival and the Christmas concert.
Right.
That's plenty. That's all.
Oh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
It takes a village, though.
It sure does,
and the whole village helps with it.
The whole peninsula.
Our whole board.
That's great. Okay.
Helps.
Again, watermusicsociety.com. This concert is December 8th, and then keep your eyes open for the February 23rd opera with Prosecco or Prosecco with opera.
And tiramisu.
Oh, tiramisu.
Yes.
Oh. Of course.
Uh-huh. Seriously.
Okay. Sounds serious. All right. Yeah. And anything at the Bridgewater is going to be tasty.
It will, with a lovely view of the river.
Absolutely.
People can pretend they're looking at the Grand Canal in Venice.
Aren't we lucky? You're going to have one concert in the Washington side, the next one on the Oregon side, and both of them have absolutely fabulous views. Are we not in the most beautiful part of the world? Okay, don't call in, folks, unless you agree. Thank you. Thanks, Diane.
Thanks for having me, Carol.
You bet. And I have some more music, and this is from Laddie Ray Melvin, who is going to be, he's visiting us from eastern part of the states, that is the state of Washington. And he's going to be playing tomorrow evening with Barbara Ann at the Winecraft. She's got a regular gig last Saturday of the month, is this really the last? Not quite. Oh, the fourth Saturday of the month. That's why, because we had an extra date up front. And the Winecraft is on 10th Street and the Water, and you get there by going these days because of construction. You go down 11th Street and through Pier 11 and over there. So let's have a listen to Laddie Ray Melvin. He's also going to be on Crossroads tomorrow with Bonnie, so you can catch him there. Thanks for being here, folks.
Sometimes the cup's half empty. Sometimes the cup's half full. Sometimes I feel lucky. She'll put up with me. We haven't got much money, no fancy house, no shiny car, I know it must sound funny, we've got flowers growing. Count my blessings. These days I know what they are. These days are more interesting than the good old days ever were by far. but we've got flowers growing in the yard.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. This is Laddie Ray Melvin, and I spoke to him earlier today, but I've yet to meet him. Flowers in the Yard from his album In the Aftermath. And again, he will be at Winecraft tomorrow evening at 7 and on Crossroads tomorrow at about 1, a little before 1, with Barbara Ann, who is a folk musician, folk singer, and she's been holding some open mics on Thursdays at Winecraft, and the 4th Saturday of each month, she does a gathering there, a performance. So check it out. Again, that's the foot of 10th Street. Just sort of wiggle your way down there. It's a bit tricky, but we know you can do it. And speaking of getting around, we have one of my regular good friends who comes to tell us what's going on the peninsula. Plus, oh, that'd be Betty Lou Krause. Hi, Betty Lou.
Hi, Carol.
And Linda Marsh. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Now, you've been here before.
Yes, I have.
But not quite as frequently as Betty Lou.
No, not as often as her.
Well, I'm glad to have you both here. And why are they going to be getting around? Well, they might not be, but you will be when you go to see them, because it's the Peninsula Arts Association's Fall Open Studio Tour. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Yeah, I didn't realize. Okay, it's not this weekend. It is next weekend, though. And it's actually 3 days. So it starts on a Friday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it is all the way, all the way in Oysterville, Surfside Oysterville, which is the top of the peninsula, or almost, and comes on down to Ilwaco. So this is exciting. Now, how many of these have you done already?
Well, I've done all of them, and this is number 12.
Number 12, okay. And will you help start it or what?
Well, I did. Do you remember Jan Richardson, the
beautiful potter? Of course, I have something of hers.
Oh, me too.
Yep.
She helped us start it the very first year. So.
And then she moved to Florida.
And now she's in Florida.
Florida.
With her daughter.
Yeah. Well, it's quite wonderful. And especially if it turns out to be a day like today. No guarantees, of course, but...
Well, we think it's the law that it rains on studio tours.
Oh, is that... is that pretty much what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you recommend? First of all, I've got a map, not a calendar, but a map in front of me, which, you know, it shows me, is this true or is it just drawn that way? It's kind of like that New York, California, New Yorker. Several down in the right across the bridge area, and then you shoot up to the northern part of the peninsula. Is that about right?
Yeah, almost all of them are north of Cranberry, although there's some wonderful little jewels on the south end too. Mm-hmm. Seaview and Ilwaco.
And if you're coming from Astoria, for example, or anywhere south, obviously it's easy to hit those because it's also easy to get into one of these galleries and have such a lovely time that you forget. And the time goes by and you say, wait a minute, I've got 16 other places to go. So why should people see all of this? Tell us about some of them.
There are a lot of reasons, about 20 reasons on this map to come over to the peninsula and explore.
17 locations, but 20 reasons. Yeah,
20
we figure it out. That's
special
great.
People who will have unusual and wonderful things all the way from metal sculpture and handmade soap to several distinguished potters, of which Linda is one of them,
mm-hmm.
painters and jewelry makers. We pretty much have everything. We have a a wood carver, too.
Are there going to be demonstrations going on anywhere, Linda?
Most of the studios that have a working area are going to have, like at my studio, I am going to be demonstrating, and most of them are going to be demonstrating something. But mostly you can see their work, where they work, how they work. This time we do actually have 23 different artists.
Oh, 23.
That is more than we've ever had, and 17 studios. So we've got lots of opportunity. There's a big variety. We've got a lot of new artists on the tour this time.
Oh, really?
Up at the far end, there's like Kathy Hamilton that does seashell art. She is allowing in her demonstration, she's going to allow you to make an ornament out of seashells at hers.
Nice.
So several of them have some kind of project going on for you.
And that looks like it's like north of Oysterville. Where is this?
It is a little north of Oysterville. You just
go
through. And, you know, we always have 100 signs. We have.
That's true. You're
it's
good.
It's just well good marked. Signage. So don't feel that you're going to get lost in the back edges of Surfside.
So Surfside is on the west side of the peninsula. Is that what Surfside, way up at the top?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that because I go to Oysterville for concerts and things like that, but I wasn't familiar with the term Surfside. So, but you've got like 6 different places in that whole northernmost area. So Kathy Hamilton is number 3. I see her. Oh, my God. She's on a dead end on the water or something?
No.
Oh, good.
No, she's actually on I Street, which is one of the main streets going through Surfside.
Because if a person can get lost, I'm the person. So if I can find it. Okay, this is
yes.
good.
One thing to remember is this map is not 2 proportions. So you pick up a map, but pay attention to the address that is on it,
mm-hmm.
because the address, and then you can use your GPS or navigation to find it, because it's hard
if
to.
If you have one, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Hard to put everybody in.
Yes, I can see that. And you can always ask people.
Yes.
So some of the people, I see it says Oysterville Store.
Right. Greg Rogers bought the Oysterville Store a few years ago.
I didn't know there was an Oysterville Store.
Oh, it's a glorious antique building that's just fun to visit on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg opens it up to a few of our artists for this particular event. So they'll have the wood stove going, and Deirdre and Joanne will be there.
So it's not functioning as a store at this point?
Not at this time.
Okay.
It has, and it
mm-hmm.
might again in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
But there are a few artists that do not have studio space
right.
that they can open up to the public. That's like the Surfside Homeowners Association. There will be 2 artists there, too. So some of the artists are either invited into another artist studio or
nice.
To a place where they can show and set up.
Well, the 2 people at the Surfside Homeowners Association, I'm glad you said that because I have no idea what HOA is.
Oh.
Connie Kreese, and Coral Hughes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not familiar with either of those names. Are they new or just I missed them?
They've been on the studio tour that we had in the summer, but they are new to Peninsula
okay.
Arts Association and are fairly new
to
the studio tour mm-hmm. then. This will be their second one.
Okay.
Coral Hughes is one that takes other artists' artwork and makes beautiful jewelry out of it. So she might take a painting from Betty Lou and shrink it down to where it fits on a necklace.
Oh, nice.
And then she does, when she sells it, gives that
to the artist as well.
Some money.
Nice idea. Nice collaboration, too.
Yes.
Who else do you have that's new and perhaps, boy, you really do have garden globes, dolls. Mirrors, tables,
cards. Oh, that's at the Oysterville store. Yeah.
Yes.
Deirdre and Joanne are both fairly new, but they've done this a couple of years. Deirdre does these pretty exquisite garden globes with mirror and glass and design on them, and they're just wonderful. And I have one in my garden, and they last forever. And Joanne is super kind of mystical, magical, creative with little animals and dolls and one-of-a-kind things. You just have no idea what might show up.
So this could be fun for a family outing, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Linda, tell me about your work.
I'm a potter, and I have a complete pottery studio where I have classes and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I do everything from little functional bowls and functional plates, things like that, to great big huge pots. This last year, I've started doing more in like planters and things like that because I have a huge greenhouse with succulents. So that's why I'm now Marsh Pottery and Succulents, because I have a whole bunch that I incorporate in with my pottery.
Okay, I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm a succulent kind of person, too. Mainly because I can't seem to keep anything else alive, but my succulents are fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm afraid to transplant them because I'm afraid they're doing so well where they are.
Yeah, they are.
Cool. And Betty Lou, you are wearing some of your art right now, and it's not jewelry. It's a T-shirt. It looks gorgeous. So was that what was it originally?
It was a painting I did last year, and I'm assisted by Blue Crab Graphics in Ilwaco. Kelly Fresh does the silk screening for me, so it's all very local, and I have 4 or 5 designs now. And I do them on women's shirts and on unisex shirts. And so all hand silk screen art T-shirts.
I love the red ball at the top, too.
It's a moon.
Sun. It's a moon. Red moon. Wow. Oh, orange kind of like harvest moon. But the color it's really nice. The whole thing is gorgeous. Okay, now you are one of the challenging people to find, even though I've been there several times. You're on kind of this little side street.
I am on this little side street.
Are a lot of people like that?
Quite a few. I mean, there's unending side streets on the peninsula you could enjoy.
Okay. Well, I think that would be the thing to do is go ahead and get there. You've got 3 full days from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there's no cost.
It is free.
And where do they get the maps? Are they online also?
They are online on the PAA Facebook page. They are also available at every studio, and they're available at the Astoria Visitor Center, the Long Beach or Seaview.
Good for you.
And the Ocean Park Chamber Office.
Nice.
So every studio, if you can find one studio, we'll have maps to give you.
Fantastic. And so what is this beachartist.org? Is that something?
That's the PAA website.
That's the PAA. Okay. That's not how I spell PAA. Beach art. Just kidding. Beachartist.org is where you can find PAA. That's Peninsula Arts Association. And the peninsula, which we used to call the bridge out here, the Astoria Megler Bridge, we used to say the bridge to nowhere. That is so dead in the water. The peninsula is so alive and rich with arts and culture and restaurants and just everything. So thank you so much for coming in and for putting this on again.
Thank you for allowing us to come and share with you.
Absolutely.
It's an annual pleasure.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
Okay. That is next weekend, folks. Got some music from Charming Disaster, and I played them for my end of October, Day of the Dead, Halloween-y type show, but they are, where are they? They are at the Southwester tomorrow evening. gothic folk duo. I've been enjoying them. Hope you do too. Thanks for being here, folks. Coast Community Radio.
Better drink wine, solvent, acetone. Mind you, mark the bottle with the skull and bones. You got the blue bottle blues when you wake up in the night. Don't make a big mistake, cause you can never make it right. When you reach out for the vial, feel the ridges in the glass. It's a matter of survival. Better watch your back. Powder, arsenic, spoonful in your cocoa gonna make you sick. Strychnine, cyanide, keeps on getting harder, simply staying alive. You got the blue bottle blues when you wake up in the night. Don't make a big mistake, cause you could never make it right. When you reach out for the vial, feel the ridges in the glass. It's a matter of survival. Better watch your back. When it's time for you to go, like Juliet,
great. Bootleg, alcohol, intoxicating, blue bottle blues, 2, 4, 5, that's what it is, yeah. This is the Charming Disaster. The album is Spells and Rituals. There are a lot of good and spooky and fine music. Sou'wester tomorrow evening. That's in Seaview, Washington. And now I have guests from the Astor Street Opera Company, and that would be the director, Stephanie Osborne. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Now, have you directed this before?
I did last year, yeah.
You did? Okay, that's what I'm thinking. But shall I tell everybody? I had a challenge when I went out in the lobby because there were four young women. They all looked like high school students, and Stephanie was one of them, but I suspect she is not.
Thank you. I am not.
No. You are not. Okay. Have you been with the Astor Street Opera Company for a long time?
8 years.
8 years.
Yeah.
On stage for a start. And what did you play?
I started in Scrooged in 2012 playing Young Virginia Sweet.
Okay. Sweet. So I said sweet. That's silly. So have you done Shanghai'd as well?
I've done Shanghai'd. I've done Lewis and Clark.
What did you do in Shanghai'd?
This past year I was Miss Macy.
Oh, ho. She's grown up quite a bit.
Just a bit.
There you go. And okay, so that is our director, Stephanie Osborne. And I'm not sure. We have a brand new person here, Sadie Blackston. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Sadie, have you been doing Astor Street Opera for a while?
Yeah. I don't know the exact number of years, but it's been a while.
You started when you were young?
Yeah.
Okay. With which play?
Junior Shanghai.
Oh, you started when you were really young.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. And what are you doing this year?
I am Holly Berry, the Christmas fairy.
Oh, yeah. That's cute. I understand that's a new part. Is that right? So what are you going to be doing? And what are you going to be wearing? I'm always fascinated.
It's very poofy and very sparkly.
Ooh, how fun.
Yeah, I get some stripy gloves. I'm excited. It's very green.
That's fantastic. Well, let's tell people this is Scrooged in Astoria, an original play written by Judith Nyland, who's retired but still there. You know how it goes in this town. And this is the 13th holiday musical melodrama, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. It opens on December 6th, that's Friday, that's 2 weeks from today, and runs through December 22nd. Fridays and Saturdays at 7, and then you have 3 matinees. So best to go to asocplay.com. That's A-S-O-C, as in Astor Street Opera Company, asocplay.com, and find out everything you ever wanted to know. Like, how many people in the cast, Stephanie?
We've got close to 40 this year.
40.
Which is about double of what I had last year.
Oh, my goodness. That is, did you know that was going to be that way?
I did not. I got a lot of kids this year, and we had to get pretty creative with our casting.
Wow. You mean for auditions? A lot of kids showed up. Wonderful. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. One of the things I appreciate about Astor Street Opry Company is that they are consistently here and bring in young people and families and raise them up in the theater, and that's fantastic. Really wonderful. And now we have lots of community theater going on in addition to ASOC, and those same kids can move into it. Sadie, do you, is theater important to you, or is it just kind of, what do you think? What grade are you in? Let me ask.
I am a sophomore.
A sophomore. Okay, good. You still have time here in this town. So what does theater mean to you?
It is important to me. It's always been something that I really enjoy doing. It's kind of like an outlet for me, like a creative outlet. It's really nice. It's like a second home.
Oh, sweet. Lovely. Not Virginia sweet, just sweet. Okay. And, yeah, it is, isn't it? Theater is, it's a family. And, and that can mean all kinds of things, but you also get to know people and get beyond some of those early thoughts about it. So, I think Scrooged has changed somewhat over the years, of course. And is it going to be a fabulous show?
It's going to be a fabulous show. It really is. We've got our host of angels is back. We've got some returning cast from years ago.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Which is going to be a lot of fun.
Now, what's the age range for Scrooged-ish, sort of?
This year I've got, I think the youngest besides my 2-year-old is 5.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Yeah. And then I've got all the way up to my father-in-law.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got quite a range. That's what makes Scrooge fun.
That is. It's true. Intergenerational. Yeah. So, again, this opens on Friday, December 6th. And you really ought to get your tickets in advance because, as crazy as it seems, because the Playhouse is big. I think it seats 200 or something.
Oh, no, it's about 130 is our capacity.
130. Oh, okay. It just looks big. Yeah. It does. But it sometimes shows sell out. So you can try to get there without a ticket, but it's really a good idea to get them in advance. And it runs through December 22nd. And obviously, this is an all-age family affair. Astor Street Opry Company Playhouse is also the home this weekend for a special benefit for our good musician friend Jeff Carden. This is happening tomorrow evening from 7 until 11. There's a spaghetti feed and lots of good music. Ma Barley's going to be there with a couple of KMUN programmers, Jesse Lee Falls, Sharon Hartley. And this is what we do in this community when one of our people who's given and given and given needs help. So tonight's the night Tomorrow night's the night for Jeff Carden at the same Astor Street Opry. I think the address is 129 West Bond. Is that right? It's burned in my head. So that's great. Well, I'm going to wish Sadie break a leg. Stephanie, no breaks for you this time. You're not acting.
No, I'm not
you
this
can't
year.
Possibly with 40 people in the cast. And have a wonderful, wonderful show. 13th Holiday Musical Melodrama. I don't have a song for Scrooged in Astoria, but there's plenty of music in it. So, okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You bet. And I've got one more set of folks, the rest of the people who all look about the same age, even though they're not. And that would be, you're going to see in a minute. First, I want to play you a piece by our good friend Michael Hurley, who is in concert tomorrow evening at the Liberty. This is a free concert, and it's going to be quite fantastic. So let's have a listen.
Let them hoodlums keep on howling, let them howl all night. Let them hoodlums keep on howling, cause I believe they're right. Walking in
That is Michael Hurley, for sure. And Michael is going to be with Josephine Foster and Larry Yes at the concert tomorrow night at the Liberty Theater at 7 p.m. And Liberty Theater is on 12th and Commercial, and it's a free concert. And you know what, folks? Seriously, you can fit all this in if you're in Astoria, really. You can start at 4 p.m. at Peace Lutheran Church, which is 565 12th Street, 12th and Exchange, with baritone Dee Guidi and pianist Susan Bueller in a free concert of art songs and cabaret. Then you can head over to the Liberty for the concert with Michael Hurley and Josephine Foster and Larry Yes. And then you can head over to the Astor Street Opry Company on Bond Street and participate in the benefit for Jeff Carden. Yes, and it's all doable. On the other hand, you may decide to go to the Coaster Theater for Annie, which is running through December 22nd tomorrow night. It's tonight and tomorrow night, 7:30, and there's one Sunday on December 1st, not this weekend. Yeah, there's always plenty to do. And in among all of that is what my guests are going to be telling you about. And my guests are Abby Albright. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Hi. She's so quiet. Oh, my gosh. These girls are both taller than I am. I just want you to know. So don't be fooled by the voice. And Amarissa Perez.
Hi.
Did I get it right that
time? Yes, you did.
Okay. Now, they're in the arts. They're, I guess, visual artists, but they still, I'm not going to let them whisper on the radio. Okay. Why are you here? You're both from Astoria High School.
Yes.
What year are you in?
2020.
Yeah, we're both seniors.
Okay. Whoa, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think what we're talking about here, Artistry Abroad, is going to be Astoria Middle School and High School?
Yes.
Okay, so you're the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of art did you make?
Well, we got to choose to paint or draw or anything you'd like about any place that you want in the world. And I did a painting on a church in Germany, and Abby did a painting of
Venice.
Wait. Okay. Oh, that's, I get it, Artistry Abroad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you needed to choose a place. Okay.
Yes.
Now, what do you, have you been to Germany or Venice?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How come?
So I went to the exchange program through the school, and I got to go to Germany and Austria and France for a few days.
How long did you go for?
It was 10 days, and it was amazing.
Okay. Fantastic. When was that?
It's in March during spring break.
Do you speak German?
You know, I can say a few words only, like milk and bread, water.
I see.
It's all the essentials,
And toilet. That's
yes, probably of course.
Another essential. So have you been studying languages at the high school?
Have a few choices at the school. You have
Spanish
and French.
Yeah.
Okay, no German, though.
No.
Okay, and do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
And French?
We both did. We both
you
chose
both
Spanish.
Took Spanish in school. Okay. And can you really speak it, or do you just know
a little bit.
Toilet and food?
I can speak it a little better because my family speaks Spanish.
Okay. That helps, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
It having, does.
Yeah. Abby?
Yeah.
What about you? Have you been to Venice?
Yeah, I went with my family.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Are all the artists, did everyone choose a place that they had been to? Or?
You don't have to have been there, but some people chose places they've been.
Okay. Well, boy, you two are really lucky. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
World travelers, and you're not even at high school yet, but soon will be. So this show is happening in a new place. Maybe it's happened there before.
It has.
It has. Okay.
Yeah.
It was new to me. This is tomorrow, and it's from 5:30 to 7:30. So remember I told you about all those things you can go to? You can go to this too. Yes. If you want to devote tomorrow evening tomorrow to Astoria, it sounds like a very rich place to be. And then tonight you can go other places to theater. But there are going to be over 175 artists. This is a large space. Okay, it's at mm-hmm. Lum's Old Shop on 16th and Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So it is gargantuan.
Yeah.
Do you have stuff hanging from the ceiling too?
We do.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
Oh my
we
God.
Have a glow in the dark room. It's like yeah.
It'll be really cool. You'll have to go and check
fun.
It out.
I absolutely plan to. This is the fall art show for Astoria High School and Middle School. Now, does your teacher, what do you call him?
We call him Cherry.
Yeah. Mr.
Cherry, is that his name these days?
Oh,
he's gone by a lot. This would be Mickey Cherigino. Or Cherigino, I guess it is, mm-hmm. if he's called Cherry. And he has been at the high school. Now, does he teach at the middle school, too?
No.
Okay, so do they have their own art teacher?
Mr. Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you both go to Astoria Middle School?
I did.
I didn't.
Okay. Have you been making art for a long time?
We have.
Yeah.
Really? Are you guys friends?
All throughout. Yeah.
Really.
How could
friends.
I tell? I love it. I love you, the way you answer. We. So, like, did you start when you were, like, 2 years old or something?
No. Well, when we were little, we'd do art projects, but we also did art all throughout school, so.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And what is it? Why do you do art? Why does it?
It's a great way to express yourself, and with such a stressful and busy schedule, it's a really nice pause throughout the day.
That's great. Have you learned stuff?
A lot.
Yeah. I think of art often as creative problem solving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you're trying to figure out, how do I get from here to there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you allowed to work together when you're in class?
Yeah. You can help each other out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Boy, we are some lucky town, folks. We are really lucky. There are lots of schools around this country who have no art program. They ditch the art and the music and even the physical education. It's crazy. But we're lucky because we have a wonderful arts program. This is tomorrow, one day only, and it's only 2 hours, which I can't believe because I bet it takes a long time to set this up. But it's 5:30 to 7:30. They might let you sneak in if you have to get there early, but don't tell them I sent you. And this is at the Old Lums Shop on 16th and Exchange. Can't miss it. And it is called Artistry Abroad, and I'm sure there is going to be a broad stroke of art there, too, Astoria Middle School and High School. And my guests, Amarissa Perez and Abby Albright, will be two of them. Check it out. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you.
Thank you.
What are you doing next year, by the way? Do you know yet?
I plan to go into the medical field. I'll be hoping to attend Clatsop. And I'm going to hopefully go to Clatsop, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And what a delight to have these young people who are so motivated. And there are other things going on, of course. For example, Ilwaco High School is presenting Parents Just Don't Understand. And it is not a lecture. It is a comedy play. Friday at 7 and Saturday at 2 and 6 and Sunday at 2. If you can get the timing straight, you can be there, Ilwaco High School. Peninsula Players in Ilwaco. Uh-oh, here comes Christmas. And that is Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. And this is the last weekend. So Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2. And again, Carolyn Caruso in a house concert. Ferry Street Party is going to be on right here on 14th Street, 5 to 8. Labor Temple tonight, Erotic City, a Prince tribute, 21 and older, I'm sure, 9:30. Coaster, as I mentioned, is opening. Not opening, it is running Annie through December 22nd. And the Hoffman has Ocean Short Films at 7:30. Tomorrow, the North County Recreation District, NCRD, has Comedy Improv. Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum, the exhibit is finally opening 10 a.m. Hometown Teams, How Sports Shape America. It will be on for quite a while. Southwester has the Charming Disaster. You heard him. And then on Thursday, 7:30, Gratitunes with lots of music. The Art Show, Astor Street Opry with Jeff Carden, Winecraft with Laddie Rain Wilson and Barbara Ann, Peace Lutheran, Deke, Guidi and Susan Bueller at 4 o'clock. Astoria Elks, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Craft, etc. It's going all day. There will be meals as well. That's on 11th and Exchange. Sunday afternoon live, Raymond Theater with Birch Pereira and the Gin Joints. And then Fort George is featuring Strangled Darlings, who are a blast. And then on Tuesday, you have the Ilwaco High School Choir with their winter concert, 7 o'clock at Hilltop Auditorium, and that's free. Thanks for being here, folks. be thankful. We have a whole week of whole year. We do have lots to be thankful for, including this community and our youth. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Carol, signing off.
Self-contained opinion bubbles that dominate political debate. I'm Josh Barrow. Later in the show, we will talk about the purpose of impeachment. Is impeachment an